at you. And then grass, and of course there's seed in it for fun.
Okay.
I know you can make brownies out of it or smoke it or whatever.
I had a friend that tried to make brownies out of it. Got sick because he had to eat 4 pounds of brownies. He made it wrong. he was like sick before he got home. He was like, oh. He ate like 4 pounds of this stuff. Oh my God, real nausea buzz. Okay, quality. Do you have any terms in terms of quality, you know?
I know I've heard people say that was good grass.
Okay.
But I have no idea what good grass means. I mean, I figured that's the kind that's you really get off on a small amount, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't take so much to really get a buzz. What would be good grass? Like whether it would be Colombian or
okay, yeah, that's right.
Let me see. What are the other names? Colombian gold or sort of Tijuana. Thank you. What's some of the names? I know some of the names. I can't think of them right now. Columbia is about the biggest one I know of.
Okay.
I know that we have Florida, we have our own plot. We don't have to fly to
you. Oh, yeah, you got plenty of it down there. Okay, that's fine. Alright, in terms of hard drugs now, between powders, tablets, and capsules, distinguish or associate terms with expectation and usual effects of these drugs upon users.
Holy mackerel.
Like pills?
Okay, now, you want to, what kind of distinguish?
Yeah, okay.
Distinguishation?
Distinguish among powders, like, what kind of powders do you know of offhand?
Powders?
Yeah.
Angel dust.
Okay.
Cocaine.
Okay.
Heroin.
Okay.
And the dust. Considered white gold, is that right?
Yeah, coke, yes.
I didn't know which it was, coke or no.
It's probably heroin,
I guess opium comes powder, I'm not sure. Hash.
Mm-hmm.
What about hash?
Yeah, hash. No, hash comes in you can...
Yeah, like grass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you just know all about this drug.
I don't know.
Who are your friends, Elena?
I don't know that much. Well, what's the difference for you in terms of expectation and effects? Let's say heroin as opposed to coke. Do you have any?
Opposed to coke?
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't say... Of course, marijuana is considered to be a hallucinogenic drug, which I wouldn't consider it that.
Okay.
Because I don't think it really makes you hallucinate. And then again, I don't know. I never tried it. But, I don't think coke is something you can get as addicted to as easily.
Okay.
I don't think it may be considered hallucinogenic, but I don't think you would get such a bad trip out of it unless you really got some bad stuff or something.
Okay.
Heroin is something that you can OD on very easily. I say very easy. I guess you can very easily. I don't know.
Okay.
You can get high on it. I mean, you take a trip without leaving the room, sort of to speak, you know.
Yeah.
No time to wear either. And it's like, you know, because I consider it a very strong hallucinogenic drug and very addictive.
Alrighty. And what about...
For what little bit I know about it.
Oh, no, that's fine. What about tablets? You know of any kind of...
What about tablets?
Yeah, any kind of... Yeah.
I would say tablets, like barbiturates or
mm-hmm.
amphetamines or whatever.
Yeah, uppers, downers.
Uppers and downers. What, I don't really know a lot of the difference. I know there's, like, Black Beauties and Quaaludes and of course, Ludes. I know, like, a lude is sort of, I guess it's more of sort of puts you out of things. It just makes you real relaxed. Black Beauties, I have no idea what they are.
Okay.
I don't know if they take you up or down. Uppers, I know, you know, really pep you up, and downers really just sort of make you relax.
Okay.
And, of course, then there's always acid.
Yeah.
You know.
Always.
Or you can always take THC.
Okay.
Which is actually just the drug that's extracted out of marijuana, you know, for the tablet.
Okay. All right. That's fine. Well, what about, what do you consider a drug addict?
What do I consider a drug addict?